With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I've clicked it.
Good. Because we usually actually transmit this little bit.
Transmit,
yeah.
Well, like broadcast.
This is more sort of narrow casting than broadcasting. We're broadcasting to the people that really like us.
Narrowcast.
So it's exactly nice. What it is. It's narrow casting. Now, are we ready to go?
Yeah.
Good.
No, you shouldn't. Oh.
No, what have I done wrong?
Well, just like, you shouldn't make it sound like we've planned to leave this bit in. You should just, so we reach the end of like what we were saying, then you'll say, right, so welcome back to another week of Martin and, what is it called? I don't know. me and my dad, Ruthie Martin, podcast, father-daughter, generation gap.
Yes, I think maybe we want clearer branding. That's probably our problem. No, I've been listening, Ruth, to, well, should we start?
Yeah, so now you'll say your intro.
Well, you say that, but I have a little something prepared. That's an old cinema organ. That's what they used to, in the old days of silent film.
I thought he'd made us a jingle. I got really excited though because I thought there was gonna be singing. I thought that he'd like commissioned a band, but no.
No,
it's some organ.
It's an old cinema organ. Now I'll tell you why I've put that in, Ruth, and that's because I've been listening to other people's podcasts, and I listened to one called Athletico Mince, which is a couple of middle-aged guys.
My favourite.
Yeah, talking about football and other stuff.
Oh, my favourite, Double.
Yes, and it's very funny, actually. And they have a little musical sting in between items. So they'll talk about something, and then they'll play the musical sting. But I thought a little cinema organ, when we finish one bit, we play this.
It's long.
It's too long, isn't it? Maybe.
It needs to be more of a... I listened to a podcast called Beautiful Anonymous with Chris Gethard.
Chris Gethard? Who's Chris?
Gethard. I don't know whether you've heard of it. You know, like improv, New York comedy.
Oh, yeah, New York improv.
You know what I mean? Anyway, and he does this podcast called Beautiful Anonymous, and basically he does an hour phone call with an anonymous person, and he's not allowed to hang up, so he has to talk to the person no matter who they are for an hour.
Wow.
And yeah,
that sounds like talk radio.
No, but it's brilliant because you get some wonderful stories.
So this week what we're going to do is talk about other people's podcasts that are better than ours, because
I didn't say it was better, I said it was different.
It's interesting.
And, but basically,
well, if my sting is
behind his between his like sections, like when he has ads, he does like the clicking of a tape recorder. So it's really short. It's like a
what about this in between our little sections, if I just went,
no, that sounds like a... No, not at all. That sounds like a klaxon going off.
We'll work on that. It is a bit like that. If you've got a short sting, send me a short sting and then we'll run that between... But it needs to be about 2 or 3 seconds long, doesn't it?
Yeah, it just needs to be like a...
While I was listening to other people's podcasts, there's a guy called Ian Dale, and he does a podcast, not that great. It's a political podcast mainly, but he on his thing, he talked about teenage passions. That's the reason I listened to it. The other thing, you know, it said teenage passions. And he pointed out, and I'm judging from what he was talking about, that he's about the same age, he's a little bit younger than me, but about your mum's age. And he was saying that teenage girls in those days, used to have a real passion for somebody like, say, for instance, David Cassidy, like your mum did.
Right, like Cliff Richard.
David. No, no, it was sort of post-Cliff Richard.
Oh, okay.
It was sort of like David Cassidy or Mark Bolan, but a real passion. You know how you and your friends might like Ed Sheeran or Justin Bieber?
Me and my friends do not like Ed Sheeran or Justin Bieber.
Well, you like Ed Sheeran.
I don't mind Ed Sheeran, but I'm not like...
You love Ed Sheeran.
I don't love Ed Sheeran. Well, I don't know why you say this.
That's the point I'm making, is that...
Definitely don't love Justin Bieber.
All right, no, I know about that. But basically what I'm saying is the teenage pop idol has sort of disappeared.
I just think it's because people are more diverse nowadays, because you can listen to more. Like, in the 70s, you used to have to, like... buy one record, but you don't have to do that anymore, so you can afford to be. I think it's just a practicality thing. I honestly do think that.
But people had a real passion, you know, that they would collect everything.
Oh, we have no passion. Oh.
No, no, I'm not saying you have no passion. But what I'm saying is, you know, people would collect everything connected. Say it was David Essex, would collect like little cards, and they'd join the fan club, and they'd get a little newsletter and all that. Nobody is, you know, people who really, even really, really like Ed Sheeran don't sort of subscribe to Ed Sheeran things and get fan club letters and...
Fan club letters and don't exist anymore.
No.
You can join a Facebook group.
Yeah, I suppose that'd be the modern equivalent, wouldn't it? What I'm saying is that it's a genre that's disappeared. You know, the teen pop idol.
No, it absolutely is not. Have you ever heard of One Direction? They were a massive, like, teen pop idol. Just because you don't know about it doesn't mean it doesn't happen. Mm. Like, there's still girls who have massive posters.
Do girls at 17? I mean...
At 17, no.
No, you're too old for that sort of thing. So you wouldn't put a poster of anybody on you, even ones you really love, like Ed Sheeran.
I don't mind Ed Sheeran. I've got nothing against... I'm not one of these people who's like, oh, I hate Ed Sheeran. I think he's very clever.
So nobody would put a poster of Ed Sheeran on the wall?
Some people would. I just don't know. Yeah, of course.
Younger than you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think your, like, pop idol obsession ends at about 15.
Now, I've been talking to people about the podcast as it's become more...
Not me, though.
No, I to talk to you about it as well, but as it's become more and more popular, I've spoken to people about it, and they say what they...
More and more popular.
People have said to me what they really enjoy is where you enlighten me about something that...
Yeah, that's the bit I enjoy too.
That's something I know nothing about, so enlighten me.
Okay, so I've got a list of 10 slang terms, some words or like little phrases, and I've got 10 of them. So I thought we could just go through them and see if you know what they mean.
Okay.
So Netflix and chill.
Well, Netflix is...
But the phrase Netflix and chill.
Well, that explains itself, doesn't it? That means, you know, look at Netflix and watch a movie and just chill.
No. Netflix and chills means a boy might say to a girl, oh, do you want to come round Netflix and chill? But they have no intention of actually watching Netflix. The Netflix will just be on in the background where other things...
Ah, right. So it's what a boy says to a girl.
Yeah, a girl might say it to a boy as well.
Yeah.
It's not as strictly...
No, but so it means, you know, let's have a date, but a home-based date.
Home, and they'll put Netflix on, but they'll just fool around.
We used to do it in the cinema, really.
Oh, gross.
Gross. Everything's gross to you.
In a public place.
Okay, go on.
Yeah, gross. 2, spill the tea.
Spill the tea. No idea. What does it mean?
Like, let's have a gossip. Let's spill the tea. So if you were like, oh my gosh, you'll never guess what happened with blad and blad. And I'll be like, oh, go on, spill the tea.
Yeah, because you like gossip, don't you?
I mean, you like gossip.
But you were gossiping to me about friends at school. And I won't name names, but you were gossiping to me about friends at school that do your head in, I think is the expression you use.
Can't believe you've outed me.
God, I've outed you as a 17-year-old girl who has other 17-year-old girls who do her head in. That is so unusual. Go on.
Right, salty.
Salty? Ooh, that means if somebody's spilling the tea and it's a really good bit of gossip, you'd say, ooh, salty. Yeah?
No.
What is it?
Salty means, oh, you're so salty, and like a little bit bitter and like jealous and a bit mad. Salty.
So it's an insult, salty.
Yeah. But would you call it to the face?
You're so salty.
You might say it to a friend being like, oh, you're so salty, like a jerk kind of thing. But you can say, if you said it behind someone's back, it wouldn't be like out of place.
Go on.
Basic.
Basic, but very, very...
This one's kind of related to a lot of like millennial culture things of like, Ugg boots and pumpkin spice lattes and like the basic white girl image. It comes from like a basic bitch was the original. So it's like basic white girls who wear leggings and Ugg boots and go to Starbucks and
that sounds like that's been imported from America. Would it almost,
yeah, it is a
almost
very
be
American
like Valley
thing.
Girls? Would they be basic? You know,
Valley girls.
Well, like from in LA, they call them Valley girls.
Oh, yeah, kind of. Yeah. Okay, Bay.
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 B-A-Y?
B-A-E.
B-A-E. British Aerospace.
Oh, he's got it. Yeah, we're very into aeronautics.
God, what is it?
It stands for before anyone else.
Ah, before anyone else.
But it just means babe.
Babe?
Yeah.
So give me a context for bae.
Oh, wow, you're such a bae, thank you. Slay.
Slay? S-L-A-Y?
S-L-A-Y, yeah. Slay.
Yeah, go on, what's that?
No, go on.
Slay.
Yes.
Well, it normally means to kill someone, you slay them.
Yeah, so it just means, it means you're killing it, you're slaying, you're doing really good. Oh, you're slaying it, like you look really good, that kind of thing as
not
well.
Not so much talking, but...
Yeah, but no, you could, yeah, more looks-wise, but you could use it talking, I guess, but it's more looks-wise.
Yeah.
Adulting.
Adulting?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, go on.
So this one, I think, is a real millennial thing of like, having to pay bills and do your own washing, you're like, oh, I'm so, like, adulting, the struggle is real, like, that kind of thing. And like, oh, it's so hard, adulting. And someone wrote a book called, like, Almost Adulting. And like, yeah, adulting is a big one. Ship.
No, I can't even imagine.
So, have you heard of fan fiction?
Fan fiction, yes, I have. And I can't remember quite what
so
it is.
So, where you like take
it.
Characters from books and write your own stories with those characters.
They did it with Harry Potter, didn't
they? Yeah, yeah. So, it's taking the characters from a well known book, usually like young adult, like Harry Potter, Hunger Games, those kind of things, and
creating
your own stories around them. And they've often got like a romantic kind of basis.
Yeah.
And so a ship is if you ship two characters. So I feel like, oh, I really ship Ron and Hermione.
I really ship Ron and Hermione. Does that mean you've
I want them to be together.
Ah.
Yeah, I want Ron and Hermione to end up together. Or, oh my gosh, I don't ship Ron and Hermione. I really ship Hermione and Harry. And then my last one is OTP.
OTP. Over the... No, I don't know what's OTP.
It's one true pairing.
One true pairing.
So Ron and Hermione are totally OTP. Yeah, so they're the two people who should more end up together more than anyone in the world.
Brilliant. Well, I should be using all these terms pretty soon, and people will think, what the hell's he on about?
But
yeah,
they'll be impressed.
Oh, and we're on to a new topic now, so thank you for that. We'll have a... Should we have a little sting?
Yeah, go on.
Do you want the old cinema organ? Let's put the cinema
organ. It's too long.
It is too long. I thought... I've got a much longer version of this, actually. You've been to France.
Oh, I have been to France.
So tell me about that.
I went on
French
exchange.
Exchange scheme, yeah.
What do you want to know?
I want to know everything.
So I went to France.
They looked after you, didn't they? They looked after
they
you very
were
well.
My family was so nice.
And where was this? In La Flèche?
Yeah, La Flèche.
La Flèche. Is it Le or La Flèche?
La Flèche.
La Flèche. La Flèche. Like the arrow. I think a flèche is an arrow.
Oh, is it? I didn't know that.
Yeah. But it's La Flèche, anyway.
La Flèche, yeah. Which is in the Loire Valley. Mm. Or Valley de Loire.
God, you've picked up so much.
Yeah,
French,
I'm really
right,
smart now.
Yeah. But you had to speak French all the time.
Had to speak French all the time.
God, that must have been tough.
Yeah, it was really hard because my parents didn't speak any French at all.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Any English?
They spoke nothing. They just did not speak. No, they didn't speak any English. So I had to speak French a lot of the time, which is really hard.
But they looked after you. They fed you well.
They were really nice,
yeah. They gave you lots of stuff to eat.
They gave... The like big thing was these... at lunchtime, they'd pack me like a packed lunch.
Because at lunchtime, you went out with the rest of the
school. Oh, and like day trips. So we went to like Normandy and Angers and Chartres and Semur. And to a vineyard. So we went out to all these places. And
they gave
you a packed lunch every day. This, let's talk, we could talk about like the French occupation and stuff, but I'm going to talk about pompots instead. So at the lunchtime, they gave me like two of these pompot things, they were called. And they're like literally baby food. It's like mushed up fruit. And honestly, the best thing ever. Like, I can't even describe. Like, it's so nice just having, like, everything just mushed up. But then at the end of the week, all the food was really soft. So then at the end of the week, I was like, I want to crunch so much. I just want to have something crunchy.
So pompots.
Pompots.
That's like an apple pot.
Apple, like compot. Yeah. Apple pot, pompot. Very clever.
Yeah, were they sold in the shops, these pompots?
They're sold in the shops as well, yeah.
Or did they make them for you?
No. Everyone who had packed lunches had a pompot in their packed lunch, and on the first day everyone was like...
What's this?
Yeah, what is this? Baby food. Then most people really warmed to the pompot.
And one of your people on the trip was gluten...
Oh, she was a celiac.
A celiac?
Not like gluten-free, because she was a hipster, like actual...
Actual properly
full on,
and she just got bits of shredded carrots.
Yeah, one of the lunchtimes she got out her lunchbox and she just had like a Tupperware box of grated carrot in vinegar.
Oh,
I know, but she was like, it's not bad, like it's fine as the grated carrot, but
and that was all.
Yeah,
and
that
they
was
didn't.
It.
So you were very lucky from what us, you know, with your family.
Yeah,
that they really looked after you.
Yeah, because one of the girls was saying that like every night for tea she got like a soup with a hard boiled egg in it and stuff, like really weird stuff. Yeah. But mine was really nice. They were really kind.
And some
she
of them...
made crepes one night. Wow. That was good.
Oh, brilliant. But some of the families weren't particularly welcoming. Not as much as.
Not as much. Family. I think it's also like a culture thing. Like French people are just less. I think British people are very, very polite, like overly polite even, whereas French people are a bit more like...
Rude,
but it's a culture thing.
A bit more offhand. Yeah, so, I know what you're saying.
It's less of a... Like, they don't mean to be rude, but they just are, and a lot more laid back. So, like, one of the girls was a vegetarian, and they brought a spaghetti bolognese, and she was like, I can't eat this, whereas... And they were just like, oh, okay, well...
Don't eat it.
Yeah. Whereas in England, we'd be like, oh, I'm really so sorry, and like sorting it out or whatever. So it's interesting, but just it's interesting to see that not that many people speak English.
No, because you express it.
Because we were in quite rural France.
Yeah.
But still, tons of people live there.
But no, you're absolutely right. Provincial France, they don't speak so much English.
They're very proud of their own nationality and their own language, I think.
They are. And nobody mentioned Brexit to you while you were there?
No.
Not at all.
Not once.
It's not a big deal on the continent at all. You know, they sort of shrug their shoulders, especially the French, who their shrugging is their natural language. That people shrug their shoulders and say, yeah, okay, leave.
I didn't notice that much shrugging.
Didn't notice much shrugging?
No.
A lot of
d'accord.
We're on to another topic now.
Oh, play that. Play it.
Yeah, I'm going to play it. Here we go. See, the other thing that I've got...
I think it needs to be, like, beatboxing with classical music to signify the generations.
I think it does.
Like, if it was like, do-do-do-do, and I was like... Puch-chick-puch-chick. You could just do up to that. Bum, bum.
Yeah, I could do that, couldn't I? That would work if I
Yeah,
just...
but do we want to, like, split it so much? I thought the whole point was that it's all, like, organic.
It's organic. Yes, you're right, it's organic. But I think... all right, it's organic, but we'll just do a little tiny bit of this.
Yeah, no, just up to that. Boom, boom.
Yeah, just up to that.
Yeah.
Good. Well, we're sort of producing it as we go along. Now, you were going to explain Instagram to me, because I'm on Instagram.
I had a really good link.
Oh, did you? Go on then.
You're not letting me do my link.
Do your link.
So Kylie Jenner had a baby. I think we might have talked about this in another podcast.
When she first had her baby. The Kardashians, we did.
Yeah, she's one of the Kardashian Jenner clan.
Right.
But she's had her baby. Her baby's called Stormy with an I.
Stormy with an I. I think you did mention that before.
And during her pregnancy, which is completely unlike the family, she went completely off grid. She didn't post anything. She didn't even confirm that she was pregnant. She just didn't deny or confirm it. She just left it. Which is obviously, she's been in the public eye since she was like 9 years old. So it's really unlikely. And like Kim documented her pregnancy every step of the way. But she went completely off grid. Which, because her business is social media and is being a public in the public eye, you'd think, oh my gosh, she's going to lose tons of followers. It's not going to be good. But it actually just led to further intrigue. So when she returned in February, she confirmed the pregnancy and the birth in a photo. And this gained 10.6 million likes.
10.6 million likes on Instagram?
Yeah, on Instagram, right. Which is the sixth most liked photo ever. And
do you know what the top five are?
Just you wait and see.
All right, come on then.
And so she returned, and then 2 days later, she did another post revealing the baby's name. The baby's name is?
Stormy, with an I.
Ding, ding, ding. Yeah, I know. I was just checking you remembered.
Blimey, I've got a bad memory, but I can remember something.
No, I just want to check your paint. I just want to make sure you're taking it in because it's, you know, it's very important.
Right, Stormy with an I.
Stormy with an I.
As opposed to Stormy with a Y, who is the good time girl, let's put it that way, who is threatening to bring down President Trump.
Oh, really? Is that her name?
She had Stormy Daniels. She had a relationship with President Trump. And is claiming to have been paid off, you know, before the election, so she didn't mention it. $130,000.
She's got the best of both worlds then, because she's got the money and she's talked about it.
Yeah.
That's always what I would do when they're like, if I'll give you this much money, if you don't mention it, I'd always be like, well, okay, I won't mention it. And then you just do, you can't.
Yeah.
Then afterwards, would they sue you?
Very smart. No, I don't think they could if it was like a under the counter payment of 130
yeah, exactly.
grand. What can they do?
Kill you.
There is that.
But if they killed her, that would look even worse.
It would look bad. I think if you go around killing people, it does look bad, even if you're the president.
Even
especially if you're the president. And especially if the president of Russia as well.
Should we mention this?
Yeah, you can do. If you have a take, what's your take on it?
My take is, so they poison them, the Russians.
Yeah.
Poison these two other Russians.
Yeah.
And we've expelled these diplomats to say, listen, Russia, not okay.
Yep.
You can't just poison people. Mm-hmm. How will Russia respond?
Well, they'll expel some of our diplomats, I suspect. And I suspect they'll just carry on poisoning people.
But now, I worry that our relationship with Russia will only be harmed by the diplomats, which won't help the situation in any way.
No, it's difficult to say. It's difficult to say. I mean, it looks good that we're all united, if you like. You know, Britain and Germany and France and the United States and Australia.
Yeah.
It looks good. And Ukraine and Estonia. Well, you know, Estonia have also got rid of a couple of Russian diplomats. So that looks good. But whether it'll make any difference in the long run, I don't know. But you see,
What do you think's going to happen? Are we approaching a kind of... Because
no,
there's been
so.
A lot of, like, I don't know whether it's just fear-mongering, but a lot of people being like, oh, it's the next Cold War and, like, that kind of stuff.
I don't think it's the next Cold War. I think it's slightly different. I mean, with the Cold War, you had two competing ideologies. You had capitalism versus communism. What you've got now is Russia, which is, if you like, a sort of bandit state, and you've got the rest of the world. So I don't think there isn't two competing philosophies like you used to have. You know, we used to have Russia and East Germany and Czechoslovakia lined up, and China, if you like, all lined up against the capitalist West. I think that battle is over.
So, back to Kylie Jenner.
How did we get onto Russia? I can't remember.
Killing people.
How did we get onto killing
Stormy,
people?
Stormy Daniels.
That's
right.
Wow.
So, 2 days later, she revealed the baby's name in this next post. And I want you to guess how many likes this post got.
Ah, 16 million.
17.8 million.
I was near, wasn't I?
You were near. Just to take you back to the original photo with the baby that confirmed the pregnancy and the birth, that got 10.6 million and it was the sixth liked. This one got 17.8 million and that's the most liked
in history. Wow.
Yeah. And so Kylie now has 5 out of 10 of the top most liked photos on Instagram, and she has all 3 of the top ones, and there's nothing that even comes close to her top photo. Like, the next
one. The amazing thing is that I've never liked it. I wouldn't know.
Yeah, she was saying that. Yeah, she did mention it. She was like, why is Martin not like that?
Yeah, but you just got excited because you've got up to 500.
Hit 500. Yeah, just as Kylie Jenner was hitting 17.8 million, I hit 500 followers on Instagram. I'm at Ruth Kellner 1.
Ah, right, we're plugging it. At Ruth Kellner 1.
I'm giving myself a shout out.
Are you giving yourself a shout out?
Yeah.
Is that what we call it? Yes, and don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to get onto my MySpace, I'm still there.
Yeah, MSN Messenger.
I'm still there on MySpace.
Are you actually?
I actually am still there on MySpace, which I think I probably set up before you were born.
Oh, 17, my gosh.
Yeah, it would be. You've been here since the 2000s, and yeah, it'd be before that, I should think. So I'm just going to change the topic at this point, if that's all right.
Oh,
I'll do it very quickly. Hang on.
How will we ever signify this?
So I'm going to definitely use that.
I just don't know whether we want...
I don't want music going all the way through. I mean, music going all the way through is actually quite good. A lot of radio stations do this when they're chatting. But because I edit, it makes editing so difficult if you've got music going in the background. But we can use it.
You could add in the music afterwards, though.
I could do that.
But I think it needs to sound like an organic chat, which it just doesn't if we have music at all.
Really? Well, I have to say, this one I was listening to had musical stings between the bits that they did, but they had regular features.
Yeah,
which
exactly.
Maybe...
We don't have. You know what we should do? We should do a Twitter poll whether we should keep it the same, whether everyone wants it to be a rambling, whimsical chat,
right,
or whether they want to have definite features that.
I think we can still make it rambling and whimsical with...
Because whimsical is very important to me.
No, rambling and whimsical. Yeah, no, I think we should stick with the R&W. But within that, what I'm saying to you, ladies and gentlemen, is this is episode 8 of Ruthie, Me and My Dad.
Crossroads.
Yeah, think of it as a transitional episode. I mean, enjoy it, but think of it as... Please enjoy, but think of it as transitional. So that's it for this podcast, Ruthie.
Podcast number 8, number
9. Podcast number
8.
You can call it the Easter special. I prefer to call it the transitional podcast.
It's the transitional Easter bonanza.
It's the transitional Easter bonanza. And that's it for this week.
Yeah.
We'll be back with episode 9. Yeah. Next week, episode 9 coming your way next week.
Follow at Ruth Kellner 1 on
Instagram. Oh, yes, and follow Ruth Kellner
1. I'm only joking.
And when you get this on your iTunes or whatever your podcast server is, don't forget to rate and review.
Smash that like button.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.